But listener, speaking of loving you, don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion, and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voidnews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130.
Messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Senjata, song-song, penjajah, tolak, menyerah, salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar, let's make up no war.
Merah putih
Indonesia. Hey, semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik. Everyday I'm dangdutan. Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tersaka, kita bangkitkan bendera
merah putih. Teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
listener, the government plans to convert waste into renewable power in 30 big cities. Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Yulia Tanjung, said that the government is targeting to process waste into fuel and electricity in 30 big cities by 2029. The products obtained from waste processing will not be limited to electricity, but also include fuel oil, which will be produced using pyrolysis technology. He added, according to him, waste can be converted into electricity and fuel oil through the integrated waste processing with the help of technology. Earlier, the Environment Ministry informed that the acceleration of waste utilization into energy is expected to support waste management efforts in regions supported by new regulation regarding electrification. The government is currently unifying three presidential regulations related to the waste management to support the utilization of waste to produce electrical energy through waste power plants. And the regulations are Presidential Regulation Number 97 on 2017 concerning national policies and strategies for managing household waste and household-like waste. Presidential Regulation Number 35 of 2018 concerning the acceleration of the development of waste processing installations into electrical energy based on environmentally friendly technology. And finally, Presidential Regulation Number 83 of 2018 concerning marine waste handling.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland by Nanda and accompanied by keroncong musicians. The song composed by Kelly Puspito was once popularized by Sundari Sukojo. This song describes the beauty of Indonesia, which is famous around the world. The country with thousands of islands, with mountain views and beaches that are very beautiful and deserve to be a tourist destination for foreign tourists. Well, listener, here is Nanda with the keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland. Enjoy.
Thank you. Malakukan
called Tarat is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Eskom pork tarat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapé. For one bowl of Eskompol Peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodaton. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offspring. Asapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doal has the same principle with Hasapi ending. However, in the play, Hasapi Doal acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hasapi ending. It wants to harahap as Hasapi musicians use. Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, they are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as jazz chord music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Yeah.
can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hazapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hazapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hazapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hazapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hazapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. The jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hazapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hazapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hazapi Doa and Hazapi Inde with Martogi Sitohan.
banyak kekurangan. Memang sulit untuk dapatkanmu, tak mudah juga untuk lepaskanmu. Oh, percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya untukmu. Berjalanlah bersamaku, kita nikmati indahnya cinta. Sayangku, cintaku, ku beruntung jadi pemilik hatimu. Ku sayang kamu, ku cinta kamu. Ku berjanji tak akan permainkanmu. Tetap bersamaku, sayang, sampai tua nanti. Percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya
Here's the news. Jakarta's Deputy Governor Rano Karno has called on residents to remain vigilant against dengue fever, especially during the current rainy season. By maintaining cleanliness in their neighborhoods, he emphasized the importance of eliminating stagnant water to prevent mosquito breeding. As of March 2025, Jakarta has recorded 1,416 dengue cases, a decrease from 1,729 cases during the same period last year. The next news. As of February 2025, Indonesia's Ministry of Finance reported custom and excise revenues totaling of 52.6 trillion rupiah, achieving 17.5% of the annual target of 301.6 trillion rupiah. This represents a 2.1% year-on-year growth, primarily driven by export duties, which saw a significant increase of 92.9% to 5.4 trillion rupiah, largely due to higher crude palm oil prices reaching $955 per metric ton. Conversely, import duties and excise revenues experienced declines and 4.6% and 2.7% respectively, attributed to stable domestic products and reduced imports, including the absence of rice imports early in the year. And that was the news. Listener, you're still with B Ray in Indonesia today. Right now you're listening to Your Mind by Fessy Aziza. And of course, you can tune into our program in online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in AAA Digital for those of you love watching on demand.
My moves, smooth as a jazzy groove, while the music's playing. Lethal with a drink in my hand, I've been working a plan, and it's going good. Desire to be there.
whip and he knew my hand. Took off and he ran, thought he could escape. To all your secrets, your desires. In my sight, I can play them all to me, cause I won't stop.
Is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
この頃何かを指針にして狂い始める。